We're doing Yov. We're up to what's called the 17th chapter, Pasuk Hey. And Yov had been saying how his life is over, basically. And he's saying it's over without the suffering that his friends are putting him through. He says, God, I wish we could have it out. I wish we could discuss the way you're dealing with me. These guys, they're not fair representation for you because their hearts are hidden from wisdom. So they won't be able to elevate you. They won't be able to represent you fairly. Pasuk Hey, that was what we saw in Pasuk Dalet. Lechelek yagid reim veinei vanav tichleina. Because these guys, the friends of Eov, he says, they speak smoothly, but really, like Eov has been saying all along, they're trying to justify the fact that Eov's suffering, and they're justifying it with an unjustifiable cause. So they're trying to say, you deserve it. Must be you deserve it. They're trying, so to speak, to play out God's case. And Eov says they're not being truthful because they've decided the conclusion must be that I deserve it. So they have no cause, but they're saying it must be you deserve it. Must be. Can't be didn't. You don't deserve it. Maybe in your past you did something evil. Don't worry, things will get better. Accept it willingly. Wait a second, Eov says. What they're saying, they're talking smoothly. They're trying to apply sycophancy, to sweet talk towards God. Yeah, we understand it's fair what's happening to you. But that's not so. And what they're saying isn't truthful. It isn't intelligence. And I know that you'll pay them back. They'll be paid back for this because they think they're doing something just. They're going to what they're doing is unfair and unkind. Ve'inei vanav tichlena, and the eyes of their children will wallow, so to speak, when they'll want things and they won't get them. That's tichlena over here means they'll be wiped out. But when we say that the eye of someone, person's eyes are wiped, what we mean is he keeps anticipating, hoping for a better time, and it doesn't come. So lechelek, to smooth, like chalak, yagid reim, my friends over here are talking, they're smooth talking as though I deserve all this suffering, and I know, God, that you won't buy into their claim. I know you won't accept it. Ve'inei vanav tichlena, and you'll pay them back, and their children will live with hopes that will not come to fruition. Ve'hitzigani limshol amim. Vitofit lefanim. Eov says, God set me up on a pedestal, so to speak. Vehitzigani. God put me up to be limsholamim. That all the nations, they use me as an allegory. Whenever something bad happens, they tell me, is it as bad as Eov? They always use me, I'm the epitome of suffering. He is. But Eov says, v'hitzigani. And the truth is that God set me up, limsholamim, to be an allegory, to be the prototype, the prototypical sufferer for nations. V'tofet lefanim ehehe. Tofet is one of the terms for Gehinom. Perdition has many names in Tanakh. Sheol, Gehinom, Tofet, Tofta. So v'tofet lefanim ehe, and I am people's example of perdition. When people want to give an example of what hell on earth is, they say life of Job. Eov says v'hitzigani, God set me up as a nimsholamim, the example of nations. V'tofet lefanim ehe, and I am the example in the face of humanity, the example of what perdition is. Vitecha mikaas eini, vitzurai katzel kulam. Vatecha over here is it's been dirty. My eye, so to speak, is no longer clear. I can't see clearly from the suffering I've had. I've suffered so much. I've angered so much that I can't even see clearly. Vitzurai katzel kulam. And my thoughts, they're like a fleeting shadow. I can't maintain a single thought. My pain is so bad I can't even think things through. What's unique about a shadow? A shadow seems constant, but is constantly moving. That's the way Eov says, that's the way my thoughts are. I try to think something through, but it can't. My thoughts can't stay in one place because I'm suffering so much. Yashomu yesharim al zot. Honest people, yesharim, people who are straight, will be shocked over my suffering. Vinaki al chanef yitorar. And if someone were clean, he would be aroused against these people practicing sycophancy. My friends are just trying to sweet talk towards God. There's no honesty in what they're saying. Anyone honest who are listening to my friends, Eov says, anyone honest would be upset at them. How do you talk this way? The poor man's suffering is worse, as bad as it can get. He's suffering and you're walking in here arguing with him, you deserve it. Must be you deserve it. He says, Vinaki, someone who were really clean, Al-Khanef, against these guys who are sycophants, Yitorar, he would be aroused in anger. Ve'yochez tzadik darkohom utohar yodayim yosif omitz. Eov here, in an underlying way, is really answering Eliphaz's claim. He's saying that the truth is that even though I'm suffering, someone who's really righteous will maintain his path. He won't leave it just because he sees me suffering. A person won't say, you know, why should I be a God-fearing person? Why should I lead a just life? Look at Eov. He led a perfect life, and look at how he's suffering. A person won't say that. Because he knows that ultimately things will be good. And here Eov's starting to talk about a world to come. A person who is tohal yodayim, a person who's of pure hands, he's clean, he's never stolen. Yosif omitz, he'll add strength, and he'll say, you know, what's this world all about? So what if people are successful in the world? At the end of the day, the world is not the material is not everything. So Eov says, when people will see me suffering, that won't cause them to be dissuaded from leading a good life. And Bezat Shem will pick up with this pasuk next time. We have to expand on what does Eov mean? Why not? If you lead a good life and suffer so much, so here we see Eov starting to discuss another aspect of good in the world. An aspect where it's good for the soul. That good is not only about physical good. That's where we'll have to pick up Bezat Shem next time.